From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after they entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. The U.S. has announced plans to expand its refugee admissions program with a goal of providing more assistance to Central Americans. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the expansion Wednesday as he outlined U.S. foreign policy goals for the year. In a speech at National Defense University, Kerry said the new provisions would offer legal and safe alternatives to people from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with a recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 other people. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said police arrested four more suspects Wednesday, adding that Islamic State links to the attack have been confirmed. Meanwhile, German Interior Minister Tomas de Mazer, who arrived to travel to Istanbul immediately after the attack, told reporters there is no sign that Germans were specifically targeted. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.